Friends, good morning to you again. If you're a guest with us this morning, really glad to have you with us today. You come in an unusual day, I guess. We are at the end of a three-week vision series for our church, as we've been thinking about the life and future of our church, where we are heading, what we're doing, where we're going. But really, although this is the end of a vision series, it's just the start of us pursuing this vision and mission together. If you've missed either of the past 2 weeks here with us at church, can I encourage you to head to our website and you can listen to those sermons or read them. And if you are very old school and you love a hard copy, then let us know on a welcome card. I'll make sure we get one to you as well. Really, this series has together sought to paint a picture about where we are going as a church and some of the ways that I think we might get there. If you were here last week, you might have also picked up our vision and mission booklet. There are some more on the info table out in the foyer, which is kind of a summary of what we've been talking about these last few weeks. Here it is again for you. What have we been talking about through this vision series? We've said that we exist as a church to know Jesus, to treasure Jesus, to depend on Jesus, and to represent Jesus. This is our mission as a church. This is our way of expressing what Jesus meant when he said, make disciples of all nations in Matthew 28. This is a mission that applies to every individual in this room and a mission for every person in our city. I really want you to grow in knowing Jesus, having a deeper knowledge of him than you do right now. I really want you to grow in delighting in treasuring Jesus above all else in your life. I want you to deeply depend on Jesus in prayerful decisions and actions in your life. And I want you to grow in representing Jesus through your words and your actions and your character. And as we pursue that together, we grow as a Jesus-shaped community. And we seek this same mission for every person who lives in the city of Blacktown. We want them to know Jesus as their Savior and King. We want them to discover that Jesus is the greatest treasure. We want them to grow in depending on Jesus to guide them and equip them to live well according to God's good design. And we want them to join with us in representing Jesus' character and mission to our world. We want to know Jesus, treasure Jesus, depend on Jesus, and represent Jesus. This is the mission for our church. Now, if we pursue this and we succeed at pursuing this together, what might happen? Well, that's what we've expressed in our 2040 vision. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago. We want to see our city flourish in God's good design through a Jesus-shaped community. If we as a Jesus-shaped community pursue together in knowing Jesus, in treasuring Jesus, in depending on Jesus and representing Jesus, and if we help others to do this with us over the next 20 years, we will go a long way to seeing our city change, to see it grow and flourish in God's good design. And we are boldly praying and depending on Jesus to work in us and through us to achieve the dreams that I shared with you a couple of weeks ago. Last week, I wanted to show you how our mission statement is an expression of Jesus' mission to make disciples. It's a way of us explaining what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. A disciple is somebody who knows Jesus, who treasures Jesus, who depends on Jesus, and represents Jesus. Now, these four words, know, treasure, depend, represent, they're not just four words that I happen to like. They are words that seek to carefully capture God's truth throughout the biblical story. They seek to capture the expression of God's mission for all people across history. The mission that he gives to his people over and over and over again. Our passage this morning in 1 Peter that Mary just read for us shows us how the early Christians understood themselves as a church community and how this shaped their mission as a church. And it highlights for us what our mission is also as a church 2,000 years later. If you've got a Bible, have it open at 1 Peter 2 from verse 9. Peter encourages us with these words. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Know Jesus. Know that Jesus is your King. Know that you are chosen by God. Know that you are holy, that you are set apart for him. Know that you have been rescued by Jesus' death for your sin. Know that you are a member of a kingdom of priests, that you are called into community with Jesus' people. Know all that Jesus is for you. Know all that Jesus has done for you. He has made you a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Verse 10, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Treasure Jesus. Treasure the mercy and forgiveness that Jesus has brought to us. Treasure the marvelous light that he calls us into living. Treasure being his personal treasured possession. Verse 11, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. Depend on Jesus to work in your heart and in your mind to help you to flee from sin, to abstain from the passions of the flesh, to help your internal struggles that wage war against your soul. Depend on Jesus to help you to be the person that God has designed you and I to be. Verse 12, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. We depend on Jesus not only for our internal struggles against sin, but also for our facing the external persecution, suffering, mocking, exclusion. We depend on Jesus for strength to persevere in a hostile world. And we represent Jesus as we do that, by our character, our words, our deeds. We represent Jesus in the way that we live to show the world around us as they watch, so that they might be drawn to glorify God in their own lives as well. They may see our good deeds and glorify God on the day that Jesus returns. We proclaim the excellencies of Jesus, who has lived and died and risen again for your joy and mine. We exist to know Jesus, to treasure Jesus, to depend on Jesus, and to represent Jesus. This is how we articulate Jesus' mission for our church and for us as individuals. So how will this shape our church? How will this shape the life of our church in the days and weeks and years to come? In the last 2 weeks, we've talked a lot about big dreams, big pictures. Today is about next steps. What's the next thing that we do as a church community? And what's the next thing for you personally? How might you join and partner with us in pursuing this mission together as a Jesus-shaped community? Let me share with you, firstly, a few things that we are planning in the next weeks and months and years for our church as we seek to grow in each of these areas. And then I'm going to ask you to think about your own life and offer some suggestions for a next step for you to take in joining with us in pursuing this mission. What are we doing as a church? We are going to increase the opportunities people have to learn and grow in knowing Jesus. Robbie Hayes, our assistant, will soon be leading our next Discover Jesus course. Discover Jesus is a course we run to help people both inside our church and outside our church to have the opportunity to come and ask, learn, and discover Jesus for themselves, to know him as King and Savior. We also want to help you to grow in knowing Jesus through having the confidence to understand his word, the Bible. Next Sunday, we're beginning a sermon series in the book of Ephesians. And next Sunday evening, we are running a special overview of Ephesians training night. Some of you might recall we ran a similar event early in the year as we looked at the first five chapters of Luke's gospel together. This is an opportunity to come together as a church and to think a bit more deeply about God's word and learn together in ways that we can't do week to week in a sermon on a Sunday. Next year, we're planning a number of other opportunities to provide to help people grow in a depth and understanding and confidence in God's word and in how to apply it to our daily lives. We want to be a church that treasures Jesus. One of the best ways for us to treasure Jesus is by hearing stories about what Jesus is doing in your life and mine. One of the great joys of my role is I get to hear lots of great stories about what God's doing through people in our church. And we're currently working through some ideas on how we might better let those stories be heard by more people, because there are some truly wonderful things God is doing in the lives of our church. It's a great way to treasure Jesus, to hear what he is doing in the lives of those around us. We want to grow joy and passion for Jesus and pursue habits that help us to treasure Jesus above all else. We've previously provided Bible reading programs to help people follow along if they wish. I know some of you do. Our plan for 2020 is to produce some monthly Bible reading devotional booklets that help us to create that habit of discovering the joy of listening to Jesus speak through his word. We're also looking at ways to make this available electronically and in other means for those who prefer. We want to be a church that pursues depending on Jesus. We want to grow the breadth and the depth of our prayerful dependence in all that we do as a church. It's one of the reasons why last month we launched Prayer Week, because we want to create spaces in our life and calendar that help us to reflect on how we engage in depending on Jesus in all that we do as a church. And we hope to continue to build on that in the coming years. We're hoping to develop some new channels to help share and encourage one another in praying for the life of our church. We want to make praying for our city and the people who live here and our efforts in evangelism to reach people with the good news of Jesus. We want to increase the ways in which we make that prominent in praying for the mission of our church, in praying for boldness as we seek to take risky opportunities for the sake of seeing people come to know Jesus. And we want to be expected that God is powerful and he can do more than we could ask or imagine, and that he might, through our ministry here at church, through our mission together, grow his church here and beyond. Do you know how many people have joined our church this year and committed to being regular members among us? It's more than 20 who in the last 9 months have committed to our church. And that's really before we've even begun to get started in pursuing a mission together like this. Can you imagine if we were well organized and deeply engaged in the life of our community, how many more people God might bring among us? What he might do in and through us? And so we want to develop good structures to help us be prepared for people to come to know Jesus through what we do. We've begun some of this already through our welcome lunches for new people. We've begun it through some of the developments in our welcoming teams. And if we put more effort and resources into reaching people, we want to be well prepared as a church community to welcome people well, as God has welcomed us into his family. And we want to depend on Jesus that he might use our efforts for his good. And we want to be a church community that seeks to represent Jesus. Robbie joined us on staff 2 weeks ago, and his main areas of focus are helping lead our church in thinking about and enacting the way that we engage in our mission and evangelism efforts as a church. How do we engage with the community around us? How do we help bring this good news that we know to people who so desperately need it? We have staffed in this way because it's an area we've identified that we need to put resources into if we are to pursue Jesus' mission for our church. And of course, we want to keep developing more and better relationships with our community around us, that we might better represent Jesus in the city of Blacktown. We're rethinking how we engage with things like the Blacktown Festival and Carols in the Park for next year, and other new initiatives to help us connect with key demographics who live in Blacktown. How do we connect with the many young families who live here? With the ethnic diversity among us, the cultural diversity among us, and the key institutions in our city, the new university and the hospital. Friends, this is just a glimpse of what we're planning and preparing for our church in the next months ahead, as we start to pursue this mission and vision together as a church family. But what about for you personally? What's the next step for you and for me? Well, a really simple but important first step is simply one of reflection. How are you going at knowing Jesus? How are you going at growing at treasuring Jesus? How are you going at depending on Jesus? How are you going at representing Jesus? Which ones of these are you stronger at? Which do you maybe need some time to grow in? I would love for you to pick one of these areas and think how you might grow in the next few months for the rest of this year. If you lead a small group Bible study group, you might also think about what your group is strong at and where they might need to grow. If you lead a ministry area in our church, you might think about what that ministry area is particularly good at and where it might need to grow. I want to offer you a few suggestions about how we might grow in each of these areas personally. And I really want to encourage you, just pick one. Don't be overwhelmed. Pick one thing that you might work on in the coming months to grow in pursuing this mission with us together. How might you grow in knowing Jesus? Maybe it means you sign up for our next Discover Jesus course. But that's the first step for you to know Jesus better. Maybe you come along next week to our Ephesians Overview training night and get a deeper knowledge of what Jesus tells us in one particular part of the Bible. Maybe you commit to reading a book with a friend and encouraging one another to grow in knowing Jesus. Maybe you grow in treasuring Jesus. Maybe that means for you committing to being at church week by week, committing to encouraging your brothers and sisters. Maybe it means you join a Bible study group. We have approximately 40% of our church are in small group Bible studies. Bible study groups are one of the most significant ways, I think, of how we grow in encouraging one another to treasure Jesus together. And I want to encourage you, if you're not in one, it'd be a great place to join to do this together, to grow in treasuring Jesus. Maybe it means committing to financially partnering and supporting our church. I'll speak more about this towards the end of our service. Maybe you grow this year in depending on Jesus. Maybe that means you consider a friend and pray for them, someone who doesn't yet know Jesus. Maybe it means you pray for our church as we seek to pursue this vision and mission for our city. Pray for me. I need lots of prayer. Pray for our staff and leaders as we seek to lead our church together. There are some who have just recently started meeting each week before our 10 a.m. service at 9:30 to pray for this service and for all that happens here. Maybe you come along at 9:30. They meet in the Pfeffer room just over there. Come and pray for our church week by week. Maybe you grow in representing Jesus. Maybe that means you seek forgiveness from a brother or sister that you know you've sinned against. Maybe it means you represent Jesus and his character by being a gracious and calming and honest and trustworthy presence in your workplace. Maybe it means inviting someone to meet to read the Bible with you. Maybe it means you start serving and representing Jesus in the way that you give of your time and energy, as Robin shared with us this morning, and that you commit to serving as part of a team in a ministry here. In the next 3 months, can I encourage you to make a commitment to pursue growing in one aspect of our mission? Share it with a friend. Pray about it together. Share it with your small group. And join us as together we seek to become people who know Jesus, who treasure Jesus, who depend on Jesus, and represent Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus describes why it is so important to live the way that God designs you and I to live, or as we call it, to live as a Jesus-shaped community. Let me remind you again of what Jesus said in these words that were read for us. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Brothers and sisters, we want to be a Jesus-shaped community, a community that is shaped by Jesus' mission and character. We want this to be a church that you love, that you love to be part of. We want deep relationships where you are known by others and you have opportunity to know them. We want this to be an authentic, an honest, a humble, a generous, and a forgiving community. We want our church to be a community that helps you pursue the deepest needs of your heart. But we also want this to be a community that is not afraid to call out sin, to speak truth in love to one another for the sake of our mission together. Because we don't want to lose our saltiness. We don't want to hide our light under a basket. To be a Jesus-shaped community means that we flee from everything that will work against us pursuing that aim together. Because ultimately, as nice as it is to be in this community, ultimately, we aren't just here to make this a nice place for ourselves. We are here to let our light shine before our city so that they may see our good works, see us as a community of light, and they too would give glory to God. We are here to seek the flourishing of our city in God's good design. We are here so that every person in this room, every person in our city might know Jesus and might treasure Jesus, might depend on Jesus, and might represent Jesus. Let us pray to that end. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus and all he is and has done for us. We thank you for the joy of forgiveness of sin, the joy of being part of your family, and the joy of being part of your church here in Blacktown. Father, help us together to pursue the mission that Jesus has given us. Help us to grow as people who know Jesus and treasure Jesus, who depend on Jesus and represent Jesus. Help us do that as individuals and as a church community. Help us be so deeply shaped by Jesus that we are a clear light to the city around us, that we let our lights shine, that we shine our light on all that Jesus is and has done for us, that others may see your work through us and give glory to you as well. Amen.